So my name is Jamie Siegel, and I just want to welcome you and let you know that we are so glad that you're here. And we really look forward to spending every other Saturday morning for the next 9 months of Wellspring together. Sarah and I just want you to know that we have been praying for you. We look forward to all that God will do in and through our time together here this year. And with that, let's just go to the Lord. Father, we are dependent on you. That's where you want us to be, and may our hearts be completely dependent at all times. We praise you for who you are. And we ask even this year in Wellspring to show us your glory. Father, we commit this morning to you. We ask for your help to stay, to concentrate on these details and stay alert this early in the morning, and help me to find the words to communicate to these women. May we just have a sweet time this morning, and it's in your son's name we pray. Amen. So what I would first like to do is go around the room and just take a couple of minutes to just get to know you a little bit. There's some new faces here this morning, and so we'll start over here. Three questions. State your name and how many years you've been in Wellspring, or if this is your first year, you're just visiting this morning, and what part of town you live in. So I'll go first. My name is Jamie, and Siegel, state your first and last if you don't mind. And I've been in Wellspring from the beginning with a couple of breaks in between, and I live in Gilbert.
My name is Tricia Doobie, and this is my very first time in Wellspring, and I live in Phoenix.
My name is Chantel Taylor. This is my second time doing Wellspring, and I live in East Mesa.
My name is Tara Deal, and this is my first time doing Wellspring, and I live in Tempe near ASU.
My name is Yvette Tapia.
I live in Casa Grande, and this is my first time. I've been up since almost 4:30. So.
Me too. Me too.
That's an excuse, but
yeah. But it's so worth it.
It is.
I'm Diana Allen. I live in Gilbert, and this is starting my second year.
I'm Helen Lee. I live in North Phoenix. I started 2014, but I wasn't able to finish the full year. I have to drop out in January because my mom's health. So I'm back to hopefully complete the whole year.
Where do you live?
I did. North Phoenix. North
Yes. Yeah. I was. My name is Barb Shippey, and this is my first year in Wellspring, and we live in Gilbert.
My name is Teresa Caruso, and I don't know how many times I've done it, but I've taken a big break, so now I'm back after probably 3 years being gone, and I live in Ahwatukee, and what else?
That's it.
Okay.
My name is Michelle Philliman, and I think this is my fourth time doing Wellspring, and we live in South Chandler.
I'm Becky Sitton. This is my third time doing Wellspring, and I live in Chandler.
I'm Kate Demarest, and this is my fourth or fifth time with a few breaks, and I live in Gilbert.
I'm Janet Anderson, and this is a year and a half now. I started in January 2 years ago, and I live in Chandler.
I'm Cheryl Vanderjack. This is my first time on visiting. I live in Mesa.
Thank you.
I'm Susan Beither, and I live in Gilbert, and this is my third time doing Wellspring.
I'm Ruth Kelly, first time, and I live in Glendale. Mm-hmm.
Lori Hantla, I think it's my seventh time, and I live in Chandler.
Beth Bauer, I've done it four times, and I live about a mile from Lori.
I'm Vivian O'Neill, and it's probably four or five times. I've had a couple breaks in there.
I live in Ahwatukee.
Linda Thompson. I just started attending the church here over the summer, so this is my first time. And I live at Kyrene in Guadalupe, less than 2 minutes away.
Nice.
I'm Barb Penderland, and this is my first time, and I live in Queen Creek.
I'm Karis Kiwis. This is my fourth time, and I live in Gilbert.
I'm Julie Unruh, and this is my first time, and we live in Chandler.
I'm Susan Sitton, and I'm praising God that I got laid off of work, so that I could attend for the first time, and I live in East Mesa.
Yay!
I'm Julie Miller. This is my first time in Wellspring. I live in Mesa.
I'm the other Lori, Maxfield, and this is my third year, and I live in South Chandler.
I'm Sarah Demarest. This is my seventh time for Wellspring, and I live in Gilbert.
I'm Tina McMillan. This is my third year with Wellspring, and I live in Chandler.
Did you guys take notes of a lot of first-timers or people who are new? We really welcome you. We are so glad that you are here. And we just want to say, if you have any questions, please, please, please don't hesitate to ask Sarah, myself, anybody who's been here for a long time, how it goes. Because I'm gonna hit you with a fire hose this morning with a lot of information. Don't sweat it. We're all in this together, and we'll just walk alongside one another, and we'll get it. But we really do welcome you here. What I want to do is I want to get started by talking about what a typical morning will look like here. And what we're going to do is, what we want to do, what we are going to strive to do, is start promptly at 7 a.m. And you know what? Thank you so much for committing to being here that early every other Saturday morning. I know it's early, and we're just thankful that, look at this room, it's full. It's just awesome. But feel free to come in, grab some coffee and food, our food and coffee and everything. We'll have that every time we're together. Fellowship, and then be ready to start at 7. And as you come in, you'll check off your attendance like you did this morning, grab your handouts, and a huge favor, please wear these name tags every time we're together. It's helpful for us, especially those of us who don't remember names very well. I don't have a memory hardly at all, it's really helpful for all of us. And what is also helpful is if you just take it off and put it in your notebook, and that way you've just got it with you all the time. Feel free to get up even this morning if you need to and use the restroom down at the end of the hall. We're asked to use the NGM ministry restrooms, and so it's just right down here. And so what we'll do is we'll have a time when we start of announcements, and announcements like this one. I'll just start with one. Once a month from September to May, we gather together, women gather together on Friday nights from 7 to 9 for fellowship and a time of teaching. It's different people every once a month. And for the first one is going to be October 7th. So if you want to write that on your calendar, we'd love for you to be there. It's October 7th. Omri Miles is going to be giving an overview of the Book Table Ministry. So if you can make it, it's just a sweet time together. And I think it's going to be at Ann Engstead's house, right? You'll be getting a flyer at church. You'll get a little handout, and I believe the announcement will also be on the website, and it'll be in the announcements. If you don't know where that is and you didn't get one, just email Sarah, right, and we'll pass that information along to you. It's a sweet time, and if you don't know Omri, you should go. There was going to be another announcement, and I can't remember. Popped in my head, and then that's what happened. I think about it. I know you guys understand. You, like, over 50, understand. Anyway, after announcements, we will have a time of teaching. And the teaching time is going to be recorded. And it's my understanding that it is very, this new little recorder here is very sensitive to sound. And so it picks up the clicking of the notebook and coughs and stuff like that. So if, when you come in and you need to do your opening and closing of your notebook, can you just do that before the recording starts? Just think about that and just be sensitive to those who will be listening. And then after the teaching time, we will break into our discussion groups, except for this morning, we're not going to do that. And then we'll end at 9. We will end at 9 o'clock. This year, we have asked discussion groups to take turns serving, to serve by cleaning up. And you will, or let me just say, it's not going to take long. Many hands make light work, right? And it gives you an opportunity to just hang out a little bit longer and keep your conversations going. And it should be fun. And you'll be receiving a rotation schedule next time we're together. So it's taken care of this morning. But please stay if you can. And we understand that it might not work out every single time for everyone to stay in the group. But just stay if you can, and we'll get it done really fast. Also, it would, and Lori is going to give, Lori Maxfield will be giving instruction on how to do that, so you won't be on your own. We'll talk more about that later, but she'll oversee each group, so thank you so much, Lori. Also, I believe the men will be taking down tables in the hallway. And so where we meet, there's like a bottleneck there. So keep your conversations going, but let's try not to gather right outside that door because then we might be in their way. And so we just want to maybe move to the front of the church and keep talking. Love it. So there you have the schedule of like what a typical morning looks like. This morning, you heard Scott give us teaching on the vision and purpose of Grace Bible Church and the roles. We didn't quite cover the roles, but you'll be reading more about the roles that Wellspring and Build play. But I did want to take a little bit of time and talk about our ministry, about the ministry of Wellspring. It is a teaching or a training ministry. And it specifically focuses on cultivating lives that are transformed by the gospel. Transformed in such a way that it impacts our homes, it impacts our ministry, and then like Scott talked about, that strengthens the church. Our church is strengthened. It's awesome. Our church is strengthened when we are individually growing. And we believe that you will benefit most when you are here consistently, seeing how many of the lessons build on each other. So Wellspring is a 9-month commitment. And when we say commitment, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't come back if you miss a week. We understand, you know, illnesses happen. If you get sick, we know that it's not best for you to be here, right? But we understand that families have unexpected circumstances and your kids might get sick and that things come up. We get that. What we mean by commitment is that as much as it depends on you to be here, as much as it depends on you to be purposeful in your planning, to make Wellspring a priority. For me, that looks like putting all the dates on my calendar so I'm careful not planning anything around that. It looks like going to bed earlier than I normally do on that Friday night before the Saturday Wellspring. And that's like, for me, that's like 7 because I already go to bed really early. So I don't know. But the point is, if you miss, come back. We want you here. We want you to come back. We know that you may have to miss. But please, as much as it depends on you, commit to being here every week. The goal is to get what the Lord has for us here. That's the goal. And to grow and to be equipped and grow as a church. And it's just best going to happen consistent in our participation. In our participation in the teaching, in our participation in the discussion group time, and in our assignments. So if you do have to miss, you can listen online and you'll receive an email stating that the audio is posted and you can print your outline and your homework, and so you can keep up, and we ask that you try to do that. Or you can pick up your handouts on Sunday morning. Go to the information table. There's a Wellspring binder. The current lesson is in the front of the binder, and the former three lessons are behind, so you can pick it up the very next morning if you miss. So we try to make that as accessible to you as possible. But the point is, in all of this, come back. You know, those winter months, like January and February, when it's really cold and dark outside and your bed is really warm and cozy and you don't want to drive from Casa Grande or Queen Creek or wherever, just around the corner. Just remember the commitment that you made today. All right. Also, if you do know that you're missing or are going to miss, let your discussion group leader know. And that way she won't wonder where you're at, or they can pray for you as well. All right, so let's look at your binder. We ask that you bring it every week. And let's take a look at the front of the binder. The name of this ministry is Wellspring, which comes from Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And a wellspring is the head or a source of a spring or a river. And it signifies a continual supply. In Proverbs 4:23, we see that the heart is the wellspring of life. It's saying that all of life flows from the heart. And what's the heart? The heart is the totality of who we are. It's our inner man. We have an outer man, which is like our organs, our fingers, our toes, our liver, everything physical. Our heart is our inner man. It's the source of our motives, our desires, the source of our will, our thoughts, our words, our attitudes, our opinions, our priorities, our emotions. It's everything. And our life continually flows from and reveals our heart. And our logo conveys this continual flow of water from an unseen source. Just like everything that flows from our life is from our heart. Our logo also conveys that Wellspring is a ministry that ties to Titus 2. And we'll go through Titus 2 and talk about that in November. But it's the idea of one generation pouring into another. Isn't that cool when you see that? One generation pouring into another. And what we pour into others, the next generation, flows from our heart. So this logo can be a great reminder every time you get your notebook out or every time you open it of this responsibility that we all have with one another. How crucial it is that we guard our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, so that what we're pouring into others is good and it's pure and it's true and it's grounded in the Word of God and in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we want. Now, let's take a look at the back of our notebook. Every time we're together, we're going to say, turn your notebooks over and let's talk about Wellspring's purpose and the disciplines. And so here is our purpose. We are here to equip and encourage the Women of Grace Bible Church to do something. We're here to encourage one another, to shepherd their hearts toward Jesus Christ with the Word of God. With the Word of God. Why? So that they live gospel-transformed lives. So that we live out the gospel in our daily living. Thus what? What does it do? Strengthens the church in its gospel purpose. That's a big deal. And we want to be united in our understanding of what it looks like to pursue growth in godliness and sanctification and how we minister to one another, how we encourage one another, and how we disciple one another toward Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the disciplines. Typically, Scott talks about the disciplines, but he didn't get a chance this morning. So let's look at them. Let's look at discipline one. Discipline one is all about our heart. Remember the source of everything, all of our motives and desires and wills. We are here. Our discipline one is the faithful woman of God shepherds her heart worshipfully toward God through the word of God, and in particular, the gospel. Anybody notice that we changed the wording just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did. So that's why we're here. The heart. God's word says a lot about the heart, and we're going to focus on in Wellspring a lot on our hearts and get a greater understanding of what it means to shepherd our heart and what our heart, what God's word says our heart is. And in discipline two, the home, the faithful woman of God is concerned for those in her home and ministers to them with her heart fixed on God and his word. So if everything that flows out of our heart impacts others, the first impact that we are going to make is in our households. So we want to be concerned with those first who are in our household and with those relationships or those who come into our home. And then discipline three, ministry with a heart fixed on God and keeping her God-given ministry within her home a priority. So that's discipline one and that's discipline two. The faithful woman of God steps into the church and every part of life to shepherd others toward God and the gospel. So there are your disciplines. We are going to focus on these the whole 9 months of Wellspring. And we'll go over them and we'll talk more about them every single time we're together. All right, so let's take a look at the inside of your binder. You will see that you have tabs. And these tabs are here for your own use. Just use it however it works. It's here to serve you. So take them out or use them, switch them around or whatever. But the first thing you will see is a calendar and a schedule. And we meet on the same dates as Build every time. We have the same calendar as Build. We meet from 7 to 9. The guys will always start at 6:45. So if you're riding in with one of them, please just come in and have a special time, extra time of fellowship. Pray with us. We'll be praying in the morning early. But I think it's really helpful to put these dates on your calendar so you don't miss. There's the next page is contact information, and you'll see Saturday that you can contact Sarah or I, or on midweek, Chris Evans or Suzanne Blevins. And if you have any questions or want to communicate with us, there you have the information. And then, let's see, we have... remember I told you can download the audio every the following week of Wellspring, and we have the instructions for you here on how to do just that. And if you have any questions, just let us know. You'll receive an email with a link to sign up to bring snacks. We get to serve one another from here on out and bring snacks. You'll get an email, and here are the instructions on how to sign up. It's really cool because you'll get an email with a reminder that it's your turn, and I love that part. But Allie, I was talking to Allie, and she said it's kind of this blunt, not very personal reminder, or whatever. Like it's your turn to bring snack, you know, whatever. She's like, that's not for me. It's not warm. It's not hi. This is it's just like bring snack on Saturday. So anyway. Oh, and if you do bring a snack for us to share and there's anything left over, we'll put it on the back, this corner to the left. There's a shelf right there. It'll all be on that shelf. Please take it home with you or give it to someone when you leave. The primary assignment in Wellspring is to make a commitment to daily meet with God as we read his word and as we pray. To draw near and meet with God prayerfully in his word. It's the assignment isn't just to read his word, but it's to meet with him in his word. To be intentional in the way we read his word. So that our time in his word leads to a time of worship of God. in order to better take care of our hearts, knowing that all that he has provided for us, as well as his faithfulness in showing us his desire and how he wants us to live. And we have given you tools as an option to do that. You can skip the homework page. It says homework and Bible reading, and just the next page is a chronological plan. And we're going to go through some options that you have to facilitate. These options are tools to facilitate the Bible reading in order to get into a routine. This is to help you to get into a routine, a habit of meeting with him daily. Oh, you know, my notebook's a little different. I didn't have those.
It's in the resources section, and then
right.
Turn that first page should be.
Okay. That's right. Go to, did you hear Sarah? Everybody find that page? I was going to put those other tabs in my notebook. I'm sorry about that. Okay. So it's to facilitate your Bible reading in order to get into a routine, a habit of meeting with him daily, and not only for this year, but hopefully for the rest of your lives. And the first one you'll see here is the chronological plan. It's arranged roughly in the order in which it happened in history. And just a warning, if you turn the page and look on the back page, you are not in the New Testament until July. So you start October 1st, and that's when we would like you to pick a plan if you don't already have one. And you start October, and then you start Luke July 1st. So you really are in the Old Testament a long time, and it's rich and it's wonderful. But for me, when I go through the chronological plan, I supplement it with a book called The Gospel Primer, and we'll talk about that as an option for you to purchase. Or you can supplement with anything. I just want the gospel before me on a daily basis. And so it is good to understand the history of the Bible and read it chronologically, but that is what I do. I read the Gospel Primer. I love that book anyway and like to read it on a regular basis. There's a McShane's reading plan. There's a 52-week, let's look at the 52-week plan. It's by different genres. You read the whole Bible in a year, and it breaks it down day by day. And some days with this plan, you are reading a few chapters, and then some days you're reading a lot of chapters. So it takes some flexibility with this plan. But I want you to understand that these are just guides. If it takes you 2 years to get through it, but you are consistent, you are reading devotionally, you're reading worshipfully, choose one of these plans and break it down into a little bit smaller chunks. Because the point is to meet with God daily, worshipfully, drawing near to him, seeing his glory. And you can do that with, you know, if you want to break it down into a smaller chunk. So the point is not the plan. The point is the purpose of the plan. But your assignment is to read God's word daily to get into that habit. There's also emails that you can get or apps. I have an app that I use that you can use if you use an iPad or something. If you are already in a plan and it's working well for you, don't stop. Keep going. Some of you have been consistent in this for years and years. And I'll let you read the rest of these plans on your own. And like I said, if you have any questions, just ask. There's a two-year plan in here. The Blue Letter Bible offers a two-year plan. So if you know you're in a season of life, but that's just not going to happen this year, a lot of new mommies might pick this plan, just pick the two-year plan then. The point is to be consistent in meeting with God and his word. There's a resource section where you see heart categories for consideration, the heart in the New Testament, home categories, women in the Bible. And like we said, the Bible has a lot to say about our heart. And we'll be taking a lot of time at talking about that throughout the year. And we want to help you. We want to help you understand better what God's word says about our hearts and how much they need to be cared for. So these resources are here to help you. We're not always going to refer back to them. You might have a homework question that refers you back, but take them out. Take them out and use them. If you see the heart categories, it's really like you will, it's just rich in scripture and what God's word says about our hearts. There's women in the Bible. I mean, it's so helpful to see accounts of faithful women who have gone before us in God's word. It's helpful to understand how those women lived and how they walked faithfully or not. So these resources are here for a reason. They're here for your benefit. So please use them. Let's talk about your homework now. And it's the colored sheet. It's always going to be a different color, and it's going to go with each lesson, and it's due each time we meet. And it's probably not like any, if this is your first year, when we say homework, it sounds academic, and it's really not an academic assignment at all, you'll see. But we always invite you to begin your homework in prayer, or your homework will invite you, and we encourage it. We encourage you not to ignore this part. Take time to pray and ask the Lord, you know, what do I need to see as I do my homework? And acknowledge your dependence on Him, remembering that this isn't an academic assignment at all. There are three components, sometimes four, to your homework. There's a looking back, looking day by day, looking ahead, and looking deeper. The looking back is to reflect and apply the teaching that you just had on Saturday, and it's helpful to do that part, especially that part, as soon as you can, so while it's still fresh on your mind. You know, and just ask, what is it about the last lesson that I need to apply to my own heart? And then there's a looking day by day. It's ongoing encouragement and to persevere in meeting with God and His Word through Bible reading. And then there's looking ahead. There's some verses to look up in preparation for the upcoming lesson. And then sometimes there's a looking deeper, a digging deeper into a particular topic that's helpful in heart shepherding and in care for one another. Now, the goal of homework, remember, is not academic. It's to help us to be thinking and applying what we're learning on a heart level. So take some time with it. Take some time with the questions. Don't just, you know, zip through it. The homework matters. It's for the purpose of evaluating ourselves, seeing areas where He wants us to grow, where He wants us to change. And you know what? It's also an opportunity to stop and thank God for His faithfulness in areas where you do see change, where you do see growth by His grace, and praise Him. It's an opportunity to praise God for what He's doing. You will turn your homework into your discussion group leader at the end of the morning. And you know what? That can be really hard to do. Here you have just poured your heart out into the pages of your homework, and then you're saying, what? Turn it into someone else? Yeah, that's what we're asking you to do. And it's okay. It's good. We are all in this together. No one in this room has arrived. We haven't arrived. We are all, I like how Tom Engstead says, we're all beggars showing one another where the bread is. So your discussion group leader who is reading your homework could be struggling maybe with the same thing, or may be able to help you and encourage you. But what this does is it helps your discussion group leader get to know you. It helps her to know how to encourage you and to pray for you. So it's okay. We all do it. And speaking of discussion group leaders, you're probably going, wait, who's my discussion group leader? You'll be hearing from her before we meet next time. So you'll be getting notification that you're in her group, and then you'll be meeting as a group next time we're together. What will we do in discussion groups? Well, we will discuss the lesson that we just heard sometimes, how that lesson impacted our heart. We will discuss the homework, pray for one another, and through that, you know, you'll be building relationships and caring for one another. It's the body, caring for the body. And part of your participation in discussion groups is caring for one another. So please don't assume that your discussion group leader is fully responsible for caring for the whole group. That's not how the body works. Don't depend on her. If you see someone that you think could use encouragement or prayer, scripture, we always encourage with God's word, please do so. So we want to care for one another in our discussion groups. And you'll have about 30 minutes in your group to be very purposeful. We want to keep our conversations on Wellspring-related topics. On the morning teaching, on the disciplines that we talk about, on our time meeting with the Lord, it's a time to go deeper. We might be talking about how the gospel comes to bear and how we're growing. So when we are sharing, when you are sharing, it's very important to flatten out details. Leave out names. Make sure that the point is what God is doing in my heart. What is God doing in your heart? Not in your boss's heart, not in your husband's heart, not in your kid's heart, in your heart. That's what we're there to focus on. What God is doing there. So, you know, we must guard against gossip and slander. Guard against bunny trailing off the subject. So I can do that. So you have to tell me you're bunny trailing. Focus on the Lord and our own hearts. And also we just want to give everyone a chance to share. So that's our discussion groups. We have a couple of tools that we've provided for you. One is the songbook. And the songbook is the same as last year, except for the cover changed. So if you got one last year, please don't take another one. You do have a table of contents in here. That's the only thing that changed, so you can add that. But if you didn't get one last year, we really want to put that in your hands. You know, the songbook is a great tool in reading and reflecting on the rich words of these songs. It's so sweet to just read these rich words in worship and then sing them. So you have your first assignment. I encourage you to take one song and just do that before we meet next time. And you'll just see and some of you already do this, but just reflect on those gospel-centered, rich words about who our Savior is and who our great God is, and be blessed in that. Another tool to help us shepherd our heart is this book, The Gospel Primer. And so that's what I was talking about, that I supplement when I'm reading the chronological plan for sure. But this book is so great in helping us to understand how the gospel comes to bear in our lives on a daily basis. If you don't have this book, highly recommend that you get it. It's $9, and we have some for you today, so you can pay. You can pay me. You can pay Sarah. It will also be at the book table on Sunday if you want to grab it then. But if you don't have this, it's worth every penny and more. In conclusion, I think that's all I have time for, but I can't recommend it enough. So, in conclusion, let's review the Wellspring components, the components of Wellspring. There are two. We have a together component, and then we have an on your own component. Together we are receiving teaching on the disciplines and teaching from God's Word. And together we are receiving the fellowship and encouragement in our discussion groups. And then on our own, we are meeting with God and His Word daily. On our own, we are doing our homework assignments and praying and encouraging one another. So that kind of like the fast track explanation of Wellsprings. I don't want to overwhelm you anymore. I know that's a lot of detail. And again, we will be going over these disciplines every time we're together. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. We are excited that you're here. We are thankful that you are here. And you know, especially if this is your first time, please don't sweat it, okay? We're here for you. And we hope that you're excited about the year before you. And we pray that your hearts are ready to be challenged, that your hearts are be strengthened in Wellspring this year. That's been our prayer as we've prayed for you throughout preparing for Wellspring. And so now let's just go before the Lord and ask for that. Father, that is our prayer, Lord. I pray that our hearts would be strengthened, that our hearts would be challenged, and that we would learn more about you and your glory and your Son and who he is, and that we would put into practice more and more that how we meet with you in your word. We pray that it would be a time of worship, a time of drawing near to you and building and growing our relationship with you. Father, I pray that we would be faithful women who apply these disciplines to our life, and we grow in learning more about how these disciplines, how your gospel comes to bear, how we are to live our lives walking in a manner worthy of our calling. You have called us to be sent ones, your disciples. May we do that even today as we leave here this morning, displaying and speaking the truth of the gospel. I pray for each and every one of the gals here this morning, that they would leave encouraged, excited, motivated, ready, and we just commit the whole year of Wellspring to you, and it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.